All right, two live videos in a day. Why not? Let's rip one. I just had more stuff to talk about. I know that I ranted a little bit about some of the things that we deal with here in New Jersey. I'm sure you guys deal with it in other states too, but I'm going to jump out here and give you some good, valuable information. We have a lot of new members. I think 185 new members in the past week have joined the group. I just figured out that on my laptop, it's much easier to approve people. For the admins in the group who are watching this too, guys, jump on and help me go through these people and approve who you need to approve. And if you have mutual friends, I can see that you added them on the laptop, not on my phone. So now it's much faster for me. But today we're going to talk about some behaviors that you're going to look for when you're looking for a criminal vehicle. Now, I'm going to give you a preamble before I start. This is, look, if you're going to start trying to do criminal interdiction, narcotic interdiction, crime interdiction, one thing you have to realize is you're going to run into other things, suspended drivers, unlicensed drivers, things of that sort. It's just going to happen that way. You'll have to remain patient. You got to start watching traffic and stop focusing on a radar unit or an ALPAR or having your head in your computer and punching numbers. And you got to start looking into cars. I mean, literally just start looking into cars, seeing what cars are doing. Even when you're off duty, starts doing this. But some things you need to do is you need to set up your vehicle to be able to watch traffic, see into vehicles. And you want to see cars as they're approaching, or maybe in whatever kind of environment you have that you can work with. Figure out your best way to try to understand when cars see you and what their reaction is to you when they spot you and what they're doing. And not only the vehicle will reveal a lot of what they're doing and their driving behavior, but what also will you'll be able to see is when you start seeing into cars is different things that people are doing that will give you the ability to kind of separate them from everybody else. You'll notice that if you sit in traffic and you watch cars as they pass you, most people aren't going to have a reaction to your presence. They're really not engaged in kind of criminal activity. They're not up to no good. You may find that somebody doing 85 and a 50 is going to hit the brakes real hard and drop it when they see you. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about really just reactions to your presence based only on the fact that they cited you as a law enforcement officer. That's what I'm talking about. These are the things that everybody works on. All the interdiction officers throughout the country use the same tactic. It's the same thing. It's nothing different. I actually wrote all this stuff down. I didn't take a good interdiction course. I took one very small one. It was good. It gave me a good foundation to start. I remember writing all these notes and then taking a good interdiction officer's course after I'd written the course. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. It's the same thing I wrote down, all the stuff that I wrote down. So I kind of organically learned all this stuff on my own. It took quite a few years. I didn't know all this shit when I started. When I was a new guy, I was always punching blades into. I was that guy, too. And I always make the jokes in class, like, we're send me more cars. I got one with a traffic warrant, 250, you know, like, it's comical to look back on that. And I want to get you guys to the level where you want to be at. And I'll do that through these videos. Again, I can't put this stuff into the YouTube channel. I'm only going to talk about, the criminal case law stuff that I can discuss. That's really no big deal or anything different on the channel. So here's a few things we're going to talk about. We'll talk about some behaviors that people do in a car when you pass and what you should look for. Here's a few of them. I like this one. If you're behind the car and maybe they were engaging in conversation when they passed you and they're having an active conversation, or they seem to have more movement, and now you're behind them and this is all you see is you just see faces locked straight ahead but mouths moving. You'll be able to see the jawline moving and they're talking, or there's some kind of communication. Sometimes you'll see the eyeballs following, like they'll be some talking and then just like a look over to the right. See if you're still there, what you're doing, are you looking? People always have to have that reassurance of what's going on with that cop behind them. So just look out for that. That's a really good one. All right, felony stretches and yawns. If you've never seen one of these before, I show a video in my course where a kid gets out of car at like 8 o'clock at night. He's not a person who goes to bed at 8:30, I promise you that. And he comes out, he goes, gives a big stretch. Now, if you start to see people stretch, wipe their faces, yawn, stretching when you're next to them. Let's say you pull up at a red light, you're in a 3-lane highway, there's traffic, you're looking around, everybody else is, there's a cop there, who cares? And then you got the one guy stretching, wiping his head, like trying to make these awkward movements. Something that is happening because you're there. So when you come to red lights, you got to start looking around into cars. Stop focusing on that computer and trying to get plates in. Start looking around into cars. Now, if you got one car and you want to get the plate in, that's fine, but if you're at a red light and you've got 15, 20 cars, don't worry about trying to get all those plates in and find out whose vehicle's unregistered. There's a lot more going on that computer can't tell you when you just open your eyes and start to look around. Really, that's it. I'm trying to put you in a position to win. I know there's people out there who don't know what to do. And I'm trying to get everybody to understand what more successful cops do and have done. And it was helping a lot of people. Guys, this could be a real eye-opening thing for guys who were, and girls. I'm not discounting the girls. I'm sorry I say guys a lot, but I mean everybody in that who watch these videos and go out and like they send me pictures of shit. And they're like, dude, like this happened. Yeah, no shit. Great. Send them in. I want to see the pictures. I want to see the results. But this is the stuff you need to look for. Trying to disregard your presence. Like you're not there. Like everybody else is acknowledging that maybe there and this person, it's just something that's going to make them stick out. You'll see that. Turning their head or body away from your presence, obviously avoiding eye contact. So I've had people do this. Like they've seen me and they've been like, they kind of like shift their body a little bit and like lean to the right or put their hands up like this to try to block. Like there's something subconscious that happens that they try to block you from their vision. I had a guy who was driving next to me one time. I pulled up next to him. I'm driving on the highway. He had a reaction to my presence. I'm pulling up next to him. There's all sorts of tactics. You can sit stationary. You can go around. You can go around towns and do interdiction. I know Timmy in the group, he says that he went through neighborhoods and that's how he did a lot of his interdiction. There was guys that I worked with that were very good at that. Me personally, I like to observe traffic. That's just how I was. There's all different styles and tactics. I'm just trying to give you the stuff that I use so you guys can go out and use it for those who need to know how to use it. But, I was driving next to the guy and he literally was doing this to me while he was driving with his hand on the wheel. So it was just, I was like, wow, look at this. Unbelievable. Like just the behavior that my presence has caused. I also like blatant head snapping. When people pass you, you'll have passengers doing that quick head snap and that quick back. Sometimes just that quick glance over like this is even just enough of a clue. And how do you start to see these things and pick these things out? You got to look. You'll see them. I promise you, you'll start to see them, but you got to look. Don't be impatient. Don't do this for 10 minutes and go, oh, this doesn't work, man. This guy's a fucking asshole. Like, that's not what this is. You have to be patient. It's just like anything else. You have to try and try. Another guy wrote to me the other day and he's like, I've been doing it for like a year. When do you think you're going to get better? When do you think I can get better? Like, man, that's just with anything, right? You think Alex Rodriguez picked up a bat one day and was hired by the Yankees, was the best goddamn hitter the Yankees had, the highest paid player at the time? No, it takes practice. You're going to have to go out and try this stuff if you want to be good at it. You're going to make mistakes, but mistakes aren't mistakes. They're just learning experiences. Don't beat yourself up over it. Don't go home and lay in bed wondering what you missed. It's okay. You get them on the next one. Make mistakes. In the last days of my career, I was missing things. It just happens. You just got to keep trying and getting better and better. And then again, just unordinary movements, they'll stick out. If you start watching traffic, you'll see these people. They'll jump out at you. Have patience. Listen to what I'm telling you. Don't pull over the first person you see with a flat brim hat. I see cars that I know that people will get excited about right away. And I know that there's nothing wrong with them. Don't think the first car that looks like the typical car you saw in a Clint Eastwood movie is going to be the car that's engaged in criminal activity. Just because it's like dropped with rims doesn't mean they're burglars or they're drug dealers. So you got to think about that. You got to think about everything. Get your mind working. And when you're working, scan. You're going to be scanning left and right. And you got to hang up this goddamn thing. Get off the cell phone. Because if you're on Snapchat for half your patrol shift and you're trying to do interdiction, they don't mix. The two don't mix. So you tell your girlfriend or your girlfriend because your wife thinks, you know, you're at work and you're talking to your girlfriend when you work, but your wife thinks you're at work and working. Hey, listen, I'll call you later. I got to do some work now. That's up to you. I'm not telling you, I'm not forcing you to do anything, but for the guys who want to know how to do this stuff, this is basically some clues. So hopefully you guys watch this video. You get some good stuff out of it. And if you have any questions, anything I can help you with, my phone is always ringing. I'm always getting messages from people. Everybody in this group knows that I answer right away. Whatever I can do for you, reach out to me. And if you work at a proactive agency that doesn't like me teaching you this stuff, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people who deserve to know this stuff. And what can I do? I'm sorry, Chief so-and-so. My apologies. Sorry. But there's people who need to know how to be police officers, and we're not going to hold that information from them and, not be able to apprehend criminals and save lives and all that other jazz. So, guys, I'll see you later.